on a single leg, gets elevation, gets behind, and it is a takedown for Allison, or excuse me, that's Cody Kibe. Kibe is who we're wrestling here.
Starmont, is that right?
Starmont. It must have been a, Cody Kibe from Starmont. The Allison kid won his match. So 2-0 here, first period action. Adam Proctor, nice from Eddieville, Blakesburg.
Can he break his hands? Proctor, trying to break hands. There's a stall call, and
the stall on Kibe. Yep. So even though Proctor didn't get loose, he got that early stall call, and that's big in the first period if you get a stall call. But now he needs to get out of there again, and a T-bar being put in there by Kibe. Now stand up by Proctor. Proctor is just at the edge of the mat. Kibe with the T-bar works him back into the mat and gets a two-point near fall. Man, that was cat quick.
That was real quick. The count was quick as well.
4-0, the deficit for Adam Proctor now with that T-bar tilt. T-bar tilt gives a two-point near fall, and we're going to go to the second period. That's going to be our score, 4-0.
Alex Hand is going to come up here shortly, guys, as well for EBF at 120. We'll keep an eye out for that, but right now Adam Proctor on the mat, trailing 4-0.
Also at 113 pounds, we had Nicholas Martin from Moravia advancing by fall in his first round match.
You could not blink because he got that done in
first period action. Yeah, barely a minute. Start the second period is Kip from Starmont in the down position. He's covered by Adam Proctor. Kip with stand up. Proctor brings him back down to the mat and brings him to the mat on his back. He's going to get back points out of this, folks. Just a nice little slam bringing him back to the mat, and it's a two-point near fall for Adam Proctor, scoring back points.
That was Kib on top there, Joe. He had the elevated even Proctor.
Both of those guys got black singlets.
Yeah, they were. I think the officials had the wrong hands up as well, given the
wrong
points.
Yeah, they're figuring it out at the scoring table now. I saw the official raise his hand up 2 points, but it is 2 points red, not 2 points green.
Yeah, the officials had that wrong on the call, and
they're figuring it out at the scores table, and looks like they've got it now. So we'll get back to wrestling. Well, maybe we don't have it. All right, now we do have it. So it's going to be Proctor on the bottom. He'll get set. He's covered by Kiev from Starmont, and a 6-0 deficit now for Adam Proctor. 2 points going the other way for him instead of towards him. There's a good job there. Stand up by Proctor, but taken down off the mat by Kiev.
12 hours, guys. That's what we're going on right now. 12 hours of coverage on your sports leader KIC of Iowa State High School Wrestling.
Only 11 for me, Jason. I was a little bit late with traffic. Well, we've got class 1-813-pounder Adam Proctor from Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont competing out there, trying to continue his season. This is an elimination match that he trails in 6-0 with a minute and 10 seconds to go in the second period. A 6-0 deficit, not insurmountable, but Adam Proctor, while he's on the bottom here, needs to find a way to get out, bust out, and score his first point. Minute to go here, second period at 113.
Alex Hanna on deck here for EBF. He'll be out here momentarily, folks, so stay right here, Rocket fans.
Looking through the binoculars, Proctor's working very, very hard on the bottom, but when he tries the stand-up, which he tried right now, nice job there by Kim, just drops down onto the legs. Should see a stall call here as
result in the point one.
He gets him back down to the mat before they call the stall, and then they go off to that. Yep, get off the mat, and it's an escape for Proctor. That's his first point. Now he can score. See if we can get a big five-point move for Adam Proctor here. A little hip toss. There's a single leg in there. Got his head down a little bit. And a good sprawl by Kev. And he gets Adam Proctor stretched out, spins behind, and gets the takedown on Proctor. So that is an 8-1 score. And really a decent-looking enough shot in there by Proctor. But he just had his head pushed down and got stretched out. And now he gets to stand up and gets out for his second point. But he trails by 6.
Oh, nice shot in there on a single leg, Joe. Looked like he might even be able to put that into Kelly, but
off the mat.
Yeah.
Out of bounds off the mat. 8-2 the score. We're in neutral position. 4 ticks left on the clock in the second period. Adam Proctor from EBF.
We're going to have Alex Hanna is going to come out. He's walking his way to mat number 2, and I'll have that coverage here. Alex Hanna. Briar Cochran, folks, at 126 will be out for Moravia here as well. So we got lots of coverage here in the consolations. But right now, Going to get back to 113 pounds.
We'll start on our feet for the third period, the third and final period here. 8-2, the deficit for Adam Proctor. He's on his feet, shoots in on a single leg. Kev backs out. Now a shot in there again by Proctor. He's bringing the action, but Kev has the defensive move every time that he does. Once again, the sprawl, and now off the bat, out of bounds. 136 to go, 113 pounds, Proctor trailing for EBF, 8-2.
Alex Hanna just about set to go here. He's going to take on Ben Freeze. Freeze, a junior, 35-9. Hanna, 13-5, freshman. Hanna, Freeze, of Nottoway Valley.
Real quick single leg there. Trying to work up single leg. Trying to elevate.
Good Freeze. Job. Freeze it's grabbed that back ankle.
Figure four on the head there, and ref doesn't see it, but...
Figure four is okay. The scissors are not.
Well, he's working his way around. Is Hanna going
to try to work this into a takedown?
It was a scissor
Hanna
on the head.
Going to step across, and he will get the takedown, and he'll lead here 2-0, 1:26 to go in the opening period. Alex Hanna.
He's doing significantly better than his teammate Adam Proctor. Proctor, with a minute to go in his match, he's in the down position after being taken down, trailing 10-3. His third point came via the stall that went against Cody Kev from Starmont. 10-3, 1 minute.
Alex Hanna out in front here, 2-0, 1:02 to go. Gives up the escape. Freeze now of Nottoway Valley. Trails 2-1. Now.
Going to have Briar Cochran on mat number 8. We'll bring you that one there in 40 seconds when Adam Proctor's match finishes up. We won't let you miss any of the action here, folks, on the 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com.
Alex Hanna out in front, 2-1. This match brought to you by Leffler Dirtwork, Sinclair Tractor, Double D Repair, Albia Brewing Company, and Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia.
How about Dewey Motor Company there in Albia? Big Mike in there helping out folks from Moravia all the way to Pleasantville buying new Chevrolet cars.
Here's Freeze in on a takedown. 17 seconds to go. Freeze will take the lead 3-2 here. Final 14 seconds of this first period.
Can you hear me?
Hanna trying to get out and get seconds. Let's get to the final 12 over there.
Well, it's all
Probably at the next break, I'll have Jason talk directly to you. Okay, Larry?
Sounds good. Briar
Cochran,
and I don't care. I just want to know. So I'm ready to say something when the time comes, so that's okay. All right, thank you.
Stitzman from St. Edmund.
St. Edmund, Fort Dodge.
All right, they get started here. The wrestlers shake their hands, and on the whistle, shot in there by Stitzman.
Hanna.
Nice job back now by Briar Cochran.
Hanna from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont starts the cover position to begin the second period. He's trailing 3-2 to Ben Freeze in Nottoway Valley. And Hanna doing a good job of covering up here to begin this second period.
Still no score. 126-pounder Briar Cochran on the mat. Tough loss for him there against the Albernette kid in the first round, and he's trying to keep his season going. Nice ankle pick in there, dumps his opponent to his butt, gets around, gets the two-point takedown, takes the lid off scoring, and then immediately cuts it. Comes in there immediately on another ankle pick, but a good job there by St. Edmunds backing out.
Well, Alex Hanna ties it up at 3, an illegal hold put on by Ben Freeze, and Hannah's going to tie it up at 3. 1:23 to go, and Hanna covering here in the second period. The escape now given to Freeze, and Freeze will take a 4-3 lead over Alex Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Nifty single leg shot in there by Stitzman from St. Edmund, Fort Dodge, and a wizard not going to be good enough for Briar Cochran. He gives up the takedown and the lead. 3-2, Cochran trailing. First period action, 40 seconds to go.
Ben Freeze gets the reversal and now has a 6-3 lead over Alex Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. 6-3, 50 seconds to go in the second period. And now Hanna in trouble. Freeze has the cradle put in. A pending combination here. Hanna trying to find his way out of it, but Freeze in deep on that cradle is going to get 3 more back points and now stretches the lead out 9-3, 30 seconds ago, second period.
Bad luck for Briar Cochran. He gets taken down with a throw after an escape, and it is 5-3. Briar Cochran's on his back in trouble. 3 seconds left. Can he fight it off and keep from being pinned? He does. He avoids the pin. He trails now by 5, and that was just a crazy turn of events. Cochran got the stand up and got the separation, and just cat quick, the Sitzman kid just got right in there with an underhook, threw him to his back.
The same here, Alex Hanna was in a had himself in a cradle that looked like it was going to be a certain pin by Ben Freeze, and able to get out of it. He still trails here. Alex Hanna, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont trails 9-3 over Ben Freeze of Nottoway Valley.
Second period just starting here. Briar Cocker takes the down position. He hadn't been down very long, and there's a nice job there by Cochran on a roll out, and he gets the two-point reversal. That makes the score 8-5. So he's chipping away at that lead. He's only trailing by three here, and there's a minute and 40 seconds left in the second period here at Class 1A, 113 pounds.
As we start the third period, Alex Hanna starting the neutral position, got the quick takedown, then gives up the release. He's trimmed the lead down to 10-5 here. Here's a shot in there, trying to get the takedown. Is Hanna fighting back, but boy, Freeze is so tough. Both these wrestlers going at it. Neither one can get the corner turned on each other.
Briar Cochran working out front right now, trying to get an arm behind the back of Sitzman. Sitzman from St. Edmund, Fort Jobs, got a potentially dangerous now as they get to their feet with 1:01 to go. Cochran has the deficit of 8-5 at 1:26.
Hanna does give up the takedown, and Freeze now takes a 12-5 lead here. Final 50 seconds here. Alex Hanna trails 12-5 over Ben Freeze in Nottoway Valley.
Sit out move there by Sitzman from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Now he gets to his feet.
I had 35-7.
It gets a 2-point reversal, and it's again a 5-point deficit, 10-5. Briar Cochran really having trouble with this Sitzman kid from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Now Cochran gets a sit out reversal and then cuts him. So that flurry of scoring makes it 11-7 if you're keeping track at home. Cochran gets the reversal and then cuts him.
Final 25 seconds here. Alex Hanna trails Ben Freeze in Nottoway Valley. And we'll reset it here. 12-9, your score here. 12-5, your score. I'm sorry, I lost it for a moment. Here's a sit-out switch attempt by Hanna. Can't get that corner turn. 15 seconds and counting. And Alex Hanna trying to get a miracle here with the final 9 seconds, but can't get away from Freeze of Nottoway Valley. And here is a reversal attempt that goes for naught, and Ben Freeze of Nottoway Valley is going to defeat Alex Hanna. The final score there, 12-5. Alex Hanna ends his freshman campaign with a loss, 12-5 to Ben Freeze of Nottoway Valley.
Well, Briar Cochran looking for more than what he's getting right now, and we're going to go to the third period with him trailing by the score of 11-7. 2 minutes remaining. He will cover Sitzman from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Puts the crossbody right in there on the left side. Looks like he's going to try a tilt with that crossbody in there. Don't really like
Larry,
right, because all the kid's got to do is flatten out, and you're going to be eating time.
I'm going to have him come to you here in just a few minutes and probably maybe do a little play-by-play.
11-7 with a minute 40 left in the third period. This is it.
So it looks like we might have a little bit of a break, but not a long.
His senior season. There's a stall warning against Sitzman. Sitzman's got several of those to give with the big 4-point lead. Now Cochran gets off the leg, going to try to lock up a cradle. He's got the cradle on the left-hand side. If he can work that thing back, oh man, a turtle move there by Sitzman. Sitzman turtles out of the cradle. Should have been another stall call there, but we are working hard on top. Is Briar Cochran, 11-7. He's just going to have to cut in here pretty soon and try to make something happen because he's working with a turtle.
He's got the cradle in there, but you're right.
He's just turtling up. If you know what a turtle looks like, you've got Sitzman with his elbows against his knees and his back humped up just like a turtle, and the official isn't calling him for stalling because Briar Cochran's in there with the crossbody right in there. And we got 49 seconds left. Briar's got to make something happen here. He's got to cut him, try a throw. It's just not working for him on top right now.
40 seconds and counting. Cochran trailing by 4.
Cochran still got that crossbody right in there. There's 34 seconds left. He's going to try a splayle or something crazy, it looks like, with 30 seconds to go. But he trails by 4. A 3-point near fall does him no good right now with 25 seconds to go. He needs to cut him and get a 5-point move. And there's the half Nelson try. A little bit too late for Briar Cochran. He's probably going to get reversed. No, he
gets
it rolled through,
back,
but he's got no time.
Yep.
8 seconds left. Briar Cochran, tough loss for him. A pair of tough losses for Briar Cochran here at 126 pounds. He gets eliminated with a couple of losses here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Great fight there by Brock.
If you can go to basketball and then just tell me when you need it back, please.
We're going to get to basketball here in a little while as we'll continue to bring you both the wrestling and basketball coverage. Pella Christian and Albie going to go at it, and that's going to be a contest that will keep someone's postseason hopes alive.
Well, Coach Kevin Crockin, you watched that match. You saw your cousin Breyer down there on the mat, and he sure gave it all he had, but sometimes after a loss that you feel like you're going to win, mentally you may not always be sharp.
You're right. I mean, you know, it's one of those things we talked about. There was high.
And basketball is ready, guys, whatever.
Comes in, loses that first match on a match that he, you know, thought he should have won.
He was in a definitely in control of it. With 17 seconds to go, he had a three-point lead.
But then he comes back here, and, you know, we talked about you're still maybe thinking about that first match, that why did I lose it, whatever, and maybe it's not all here. It's disheartening to see because Breyer's a two-time state place winner. He's a junior. The expectations for him personally are a lot higher. He's expecting to be top three, top four, maybe make the finals, you know. And
that's tough.
It's a bad way to go out.
But a great season and a great career absolutely. For Breyer Cochran. I mean, what a great deal to be wrestling here and have your career end at Wells Fargo. That's awesome.
I'm going to tell you about great year and great season. I understand that. But as a wrestler, you don't understand that. It's about what happens right here. You could be 99-0 and come up here and not meet the expectations that you as an individual want to meet. And the rest of the year means nothing.
And that is so true. But we're going to run the basketball right now. I think Coach Achenbach is on location. We're going to quick update from Pella Christian. Pella Christian and Albie going at it with the round ball. Coach, give us an update.
Welcome, everybody, to Pella Christian High School, Class 2A District Basketball. It's the Pella Christian Eagles.
He can hear you, so just holler when you need it.
Is out early, 11-6, halfway through the first quarter. Pella Christian has scored from the three-point line and inside the paint. The Blue Demons have a couple of baskets from Cameron Stocker and two free throws from Nate Haveman. But just a little over 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, it's Pella Christian 11, Albia 6. We'll stay tuned to wrestling and basketball tonight on KIIC 96.7.
That is Coach Larry Achenbach bringing the basketball coverage from Pella Christian Albia. Pella Christian going at it. We're going to go to 138 here and 145 momentarily. Gabe Henderson will come out for Southeast Warren at 145. So let's go right back to you, Coach. Keep us updated with what's going on over in Pella Christian.
Pella Christian just hit a three-pointer as we come back here, and they up the lead to 14-6. Matt Baker has the ball on the right.
Walls, your mics are clear.
No reset. 3:33 to go. Coach Archer is going to get a 30-second timeout with 3:32 left in the first quarter. We'll send it back to you. It's 14-6, Pella Christian over the Albia Blue Demons.
We're going to take a timeout. Come back here to Wells Fargo Arena and over to basketball coverage when we come back. Gabe Henderson, Southeast Warren, will be on the mat here. After this timeout, you're listening to 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling and playoff basketball on your sports leader, KIC.
Reliable oil, dependable filters, AgriVision get.
Okay, if you guys want to talk to each other, both locations should be able to talk to each other.
The AgriVision, your John Deere dealer.
Good, how are you, Jason? Good, buddy. We'll bounce back and forth. If you can hear me and you're here, I'll try to be loud enough to tell you to come back here. We've got Dirty Deer. Learn more. Okay, sounds good. I can hear you pretty good, so we should be all right. Just if you want it back there, just have somebody tell me that, and that won't be a problem. Gabe Henderson's going to come up next at 145, guys. And that'll happen momentarily. We'll run right to you, though, first, buddy. Okay, sounds good. Then all y'all are here. I'll just give an update, no play-by-play, and then I'll send it back to you. How's that sound? Just kind of get what's going on, what's the score. Okay.
Who's taking it after the break?
I got it after the break. I'll send it right down to him.
Thank you.
Time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-30.
15 seconds, Jason.
We can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Back to you, Jason.
Welcome back, everyone, here at Wells Fargo Arena. We're getting ready for 145 as Gabe Henderson's going to come back in consolation. But quickly, let's went back down. Pella Christian, Coach Larry Achenbach's on location. Al, Pella Christian going out, down the old basketball.
Thanks, Jason. Welcome back to Pella Christian. Albia's hit 4 unanswered points to cut this lead 14-10, and they have the basketball. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Again, it's Pella Christian 14, Albia 10. The Blue Demons on a little run here. Let's send it back to the well and listen to some wrestling with Jason. You're listening to KIIC Thunder Country.
Text coming in. Let's go, Henderson. All of the Southeastern Warren is behind you as the Warhawks. Gabe Henderson's going to come out here in just a moment. What a run here for Southeast Warren, Joe Sinclair.
Hey, they're in second place. There's quite a bit of daylight between them and first place Al Burnett, but they're competing right here. They're 45-pounder. Gabe Henderson's going to go out there. He's got a tough assignment against Derek Erdman from Marcus Meridian Cleghorn.
See him walking out. The cheerleaders walking over here. They're going to get ready to go here in just a moment. Briar Cochran, guys, just a reminder, he is only a junior. He's got another year left, and he has got a bright future. He has a great past and a great year here, and just want to let everyone know he's got another year.
Oh, yeah.
Come back up here and have some more fun at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But as a true wrestler, Jason, maybe you don't understand it, but, you know, Joe was just saying that match is going to haunt him. Probably the first match is going to haunt him.
He'll wake up that first match 20 years from now and be thinking about it.
And,
20 years from now, he'll wake up.
You can tell when we get to the finals here, anybody that loses in the finals, match is going to haunt him.
When you're that close to greatness, it always hurts a little bit more.
Yeah.
We've got no score at 145 pounds where Gabe Henderson from Southeast Warren Liberty Center has gotten a little headbutt or a finger in the eye or something, but they're starting blood time for Gabe Henderson. It's just barely underway here at 145 pounds. This first period action, no score.
Now, this is a big match for Southeast Warren. Gabe Henderson coming in here, he was 13-1, loses that first round match. This is huge for Southeast Warren, for Gabe to come back, find a way to win, and keep that momentum coming on the backside.
Yeah, he can keep working his way up. He's a guy that can stand high on that podium.
Well, he's back on the mat now, and he works a front headlock into a takedown, but it's off the mat, so we'll restart it. Center of the mat, minute and a half left in the first period here. 145 pounds. Erdman from Marcus Meridian Cleghorn in there and tries a little headlock move. Nice job backing out of that. Now a single leg shot by Henderson. Henderson's in deep on a single. Switches to the double, gets to the outside, and a great sprawl by Erdman, and Erdman gets out of that one. Now a front headlock in there by Erdman in continuous action. 1 minute left here in the first period. Now there's separation. Shot in there by Erdman. And a bull rush by Erdman, but they're off the mat.
You know what you'll find out with when you start putting a championship team together, whether you're trying to get in that top three to bring home a trophy, but it's not about your guys that win a state championship or the guys that make the finals. It's those guys coming on the backside, getting the bonus points.
Absolutely.
Doing what they can do to find a way to get to third, because it's a rough road. If you lose that first match, it's a rough road to get back to third place.
And here's an ankle pick in here by Erdman. He's in there on that thing, and he's got Henderson a little bit out of position. Henderson hits a switch as soon as he gets taken down, but it's too little too late. The first points are for Erdman from Marcus Meridian. A 2-0 lead now. 20 seconds left in this first period at 145 pounds.
Don't forget, basketball fans, we will be back to Pella Christian momentarily. Coach Larry Achenbach on location covering the Albion Pella Christian playoff matchup. But right now it is Gabe Henderson from Southeast Warren on the mat, trailing 2-0 as we go to the second period.
Yep, he had a couple of answers there, but every time he had that sit out, that's his signature move there. Henderson had that sit up, and a great job by Erdman, just hanging on to the hips, following him around, and staying in contact. Great job there by Erdman with that ankle pick to get that takedown. There's a sit out again by Henderson. Henderson with sit out. Can't keep the trailing arm from being captured by Erdman. Now Erdman breaks him down with deep waist. Back to his base now. Gabe Henderson on the bottom to start the second period, trailing 2-0. Now here's a sit out.
Oh, that is so dangerous. We've seen that over and over again.
A sit out and chin back, and Erdman catches Henderson on a sit out, chins him back, gets two back points, and now he's going to give up the escape or a reversal because it's Henderson trailing here 4-0 now on his feet.
Try that sit out, and we've seen that tonight really be difficult, turn into pins for the opponent.
They're still saying control for Erdman. Though both wrestlers are on their feet, it's a front headlock put in by Erdman.
Boy, Henderson really dodged a bullet right there.
Yeah. Front headlock still in there. They're calling control for Erdman with that front headlock. And now we're off the mat, and it's going to be back in the down position for Henderson. And he got ridden for the first minute of the second period and even caught on his back on a chin back on a real good sit out. It's like Erdman was waiting for that thing.
Trying to sit it out again. This time he's got it done.
He gets a good job that time.
Putting that head back and leaning into him, getting the separation of those hands, gets his
4-2. He's got the butcher in now. He's going to try to lock the cradle up. He's got the butcher in on the left side. He rides a little bit high right now, but he's got the butcher in good. He's got him broken down now.
We're trying to suck that arm underneath there so he can run around the head and take that butcher out and get some back points.
He's got it. He's got him twisted. It's back points.
He might get this into a pin. General.
Oh, this is tight. This is tight. It's going to be a pin.
Oh, yes. Gabe Henderson with the pin for Southeast Warren. That is not only a win, but bonus points. And how about that? Henderson was in deep trouble when he did that sit out and nearly got a pinning combination for his opponent. And now he comes back and gets the win with a big pin for Southeast Warren.
That was a really good move there. He had the butcher, and the Erdman kid posted his leg on the other side of the butcher and just kind of gave him that butcher. And Henderson just took that thing and wrapped it up tight, twisted it, quit trying to run the butcher, and went the other way, and it was locked up tight.
The nice thing, Henderson, that he stayed patient. He didn't get in a hurry. He knew he had time left on the clock. He did it right. He did it right. He ended up getting the fall out of it.
Well, the first in his first match, he did that sit out, got pinned.
Yes.
And off of that, this time he avoids that, but turns into to his own pin. At 145, Gabe Henderson gets the win with a pin for Southeast Warren. TJ Durking is going to be on deck at 170 in a few minutes, but right now.
Hey, that's going to be an Eddyville versus Southeast Warren matchup.
Yes, it is.
Worst up from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont is going to be matched up.
Can Larry do play-by-play?
Warren Liberty Center. Hey, folks, we're going to try to be as impartial as we can. But
we love them both.
We love them both. Okay, that's
all right. We're going to move quickly back to basketball. We'll be back with 170. TJ Durkee, Brett Wursta on deck. But right now, let's go to the round ball and head over to Pella Christian, where Coach Achenbach is on location.
Thanks, Jason. Welcome back to Pella Christian. A little over 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's Pella Christian 19, Albion.
Does he have time to do play-by-play, Jason?
Does it come back? Well, Matt Baker just took the ball to the basket. One thing in this game, Matt Baker has not scored yet. He'll go to the line to shoot two to cut this lead to one. The story's been Nate Haveman. Nate has 10 points in the first half, but he just picked up his second foul and set it. With 7:03 to go in the first half, it's Pella Christian 19, the Blue Demons 16. Blue
Keep
Demon basketball.
Keep the coverage, Larry. You do the play-by-play. Keep the
okay,
coverage, Larry.
All right, gotcha. Matt Baker hits the first free throw, and the Blue Demons cut the lead to one. Baker eyes the second one, bends the knee.
Boy, that works great.
Four. And I'd said Matt had not scored tonight. That was his first shot attempt when he was fouled. The Eagles have really put the clamps on Matt defensively, but the Blue Demons, on the good note of that, are only 1 point down. Pella Christian with the ball in the front court. Here's Howard, and then a long three is good by Brant Vermeer, his first basket of the ball game, and it's 22-18 Pella Christian. Brett Freshwater back down, Cameron Stocker right down the middle of the lane, lays it in, his 6 point, and it's 22-20, so this game is staying pretty close back and forth. Here comes the Eagles on the attack. Here's Vermeer over to Jungling. Levi Jungling with the ball over to...
It's an important matchup of 160.
Howard
keep
over the corner. Here's pass to Howarder. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Oh, and it stayed in. Josh Post.
Jason, I took you out of his ear, so just holler at me when you're ready.
Five times decided to stay in there. 25-20, Pella Christian over the Blue Demons. Here's Baker over to Blake Bear, and Blake a little out of control, got his arm extended. That's Blake's second foul, the team fifth, and that'll bring Cade Crawl, the freshman, into the game for the first time tonight. Blake and Nate Haveman both with two fouls, so this is something that we need to watch here for the Blue Demons. They need to keep this close. Right now, here's Jungling bringing the ball up the court for the Eagles. Blue Demons are in man-to-man defense. Jungling covered by Crawl. Jungling around the screen all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Pulled out of there by Brett Freshwater. And here come the Blue Demons on the run.
So Millage is at a band concert. Hoskey with Nearbutted listening to this.
3-point line. Good move. Little teardrop up and around and out. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Postuma. And here come the Eagles on the attack. In the corner is Vermeer. Vermeer with the ball. Brant Vermeer keeps his dribble alive. Now he's picked up. Back cut for Kakmarinski, and he lays it in. David Kakmarinski, beautiful backdoor cut. And it's now 27-20. The Eagles have edged the lead out to 7. Here's Baker at the top of the key. Curran, the Freshwater, in the right baseline. Eagles man-to-man. Freshwater goes to the basket, kicks it to Stocker. Stocker goes to the basket, has his pocket picked by Postuma, and here come the Eagles in transition. Howard, a three-pointer on the way. Good. Brant Vermeer, three-pointer. And the Blue Demons are going to take a full timeout. We'll send it back to the studio with 4:57 left to go here in the...
And sending it to Wells.
It's Pellicrook. A little run here with a 30-20 lead over the Blue Demons. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball at Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, this is Mike Sling from Dewey Motor Company here in Albion.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albion Motor Company right here in Albion.
Mike and Mike.
We got four matches till the Deer game. Hunter Josh to get finished.
To do what?
To Hunter Josh.
Okay, Larry, I'll come back to you after this.
Okay, sounds good. Great job, be 4 or 5 minutes probably.
Where you bought it for service.
Make sure you let them know that we got wrestling coming up so that they don't turn the radio off,
yep.
Larry. Okay, gotcha. I gotcha, Joe. We're not gonna mess that up.
You know, when you purchase,
I'm just kidding, you know, it's wrestling.
I
know.
Between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this company. You know
what they
are.
What if I reside in both mines?
Absolutely, within a day or two.
Do you carry a gun? Yes, then you are a wrestler.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Pella Christian Gymnasium, Class 2A District Basketball. Pella Christian with a 10-point lead over the Albia Blue Demons. The Blue Demons are now on the attack. Here's Baker over to Curran, and Baker shuffles his feet. That's a turnover, and the ball goes over to the Eagles. 4:38 left here in the first half. Pella Christian jumped out to an early lead, and the Blue Demons came right back, and now Pella Christian owns their biggest lead of the game of 10. Here's Jungling. Levi Jungling with the ball, runs the offense to Brant Vermeer, and he shuffled his feet, and that's a turnover. Ball goes back to the Blue Demons. Cam Stocker will inbounds the pass. Stocker will throw it in, and here comes Baker, and we're going to see a man-to-man. Baker guarded by Levi Jungling. Here's Cade Crawl on the right wing, around a screen by Stocker, nothing there. Over to Baker on the left side. Gets a screen from Freshwater. Good defense by the Eagles, and the Blue Demons reset. Here's Curran on the right wing, nothing there. Here's Stocker on the baseline, nothing, and they reverse it out. Good patience. Here's a long three by Baker. Good! Matt Baker hits his first field goal of the night, and the Blue Demons cut the lead to 7, 30-23. Here come the Eagles with the ball. On the attack is Brant Vermeer. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We still have wrestling coverage up the well with Jason and Joe and Travis, so don't go anywhere.
Send it to Wells, Larry, please.
Pass. Good basket by David Kakmarinski and the Eagles. 32-23. Here is Curran with the ball to Crawl over to...
Need you to send it to Wells, Larry.
Okay, we're going to send you back to Wells Fargo Arena. It's 32-23, Eagles over the Blue Demons. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball at Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back to the state wrestling tournament. TJ Durking, 170 on the mat, taking on Brett Worth.
Good job, Larry.
Fremont, the Battle of Southern Iowa.
And it is first period action. These fellows here are on the mat, on their feet. It's Worsta from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 39-10 on the year. Dierking from Southeast Warren, 51-6. Wrestlers meet at the center of the mat. Shot in there by Dierking. Dierking in on a single leg. Can't quite get elevation. Nice job there fighting that off by Worsta. Just underway here, folks. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont trying to score some points. Jared Glosser got him on the board here. He's got 3 points for EBF. Worsta out there against Dierking from Southeast Warren Liberty Center. Want to thank all those folks listening in up in the Liberty Center area. That's inside the great big 96.7 KIIC footprint. Wrestlers are on their feet. Nope.
Sigourney
Kota
on three.
Reeves is going to take the mat here. Oh, on headlock. Of Ogden.
Headlock by Dierking, and Dierking works in the Olympic headlock. No points scored yet, but Dierking, man, he had that headlock in there.
Oh, buddy.
And he had him all the way down onto the mat, but he had to let him go because he got his arm out. And if you got the head only, that is a one-point penalty. And good job there by Dierking for giving that thing up.
Caleb Reeves on the mat, taking on Nick Ross of Ogden, 182. And that's going to be on mat number three, and we'll have that coverage for you as well.
We still have no score with 13 seconds to go. It's Worsta on his feet against Dierking. Now Worsta gets an elevated double leg, takes him down, and Dierking held on too long, and Dierking is going to be in trouble here. Back points for Worsta. Worsta's got chest to chest, and time runs out before Worsta gets the fall, but Dierking, very dangerous there. It's a five-point move for Worsta.
Here's a shot in there by Ross of Ogden. Ross in on the double leg. Elevates, brings Reeves to the mat. Reeves with his back against the mat, and Ross of Ogden's going to get the pin.
Ross of Ogden pins Caleb Reeves in the first period.
29 seconds in, and that was a blink of an eye, but a great season for the freshman Caleb Reeves of Sigourney Kota.
Oh, he's had a taste of the well here now. Meanwhile, at 170 pounds, Worsta covers Dierking to start the second period, and we got a potentially dangerous right off the bat. A nice job there on a tilt try by Worsta, and Dierking got up to his hands, and a drive in there by Worsta put him right onto his neck, and they stopped it for a potentially dangerous. At the very final seconds of the first period, Worsta elevated a big double leg, went up to half Nelson, and got Dierking on his back for a big five-point move.
Hunter Johnston of EBF is going to be out here momentarily as well, Rocket fan, so we've got more Rocket coverage right here.
We're off the mat again at 170, still 5-0. Worsta covering Dierking. Eddyville Blakesburg covering Southeast Warren.
Coach Tony Johnson running down, take mat number five, where he'll bring his wrestler out there. Hunter Johnston.
Got a barn burner going over there at 160. It's Salarzani from I-35 Truro in a 5-3 lead with 29 seconds in that one over Noah Huber from Hudson. We still have no change in the score in the second period, 5-0, Worsta on top of Dierking, literally and with the points. Worsta covering Dierking, Dierking with a sit out, gets Worsta a little bit out of position, and Dierking grabs that inside leg now. Now Worsta trying desperately to avoid that reversal and does a good job, and Dierking held on to it a little bit too long, and Worsta is going to get some more back points. Now he's got him stretched out with 42 seconds to go. Dierking is in trouble this time with 38 seconds on the clock, not three. Worsta gets chest to chest. He's got the reverse half in now. Stretches out the left arm of Dierking. Now Dierking tries to bridge off his back, does the bridge, gets rolled over, but Worsta switches over, reverses the half on the other side, and gets chest to chest again, and there's 20 seconds to go. It's a three-point near fall. Scoring on the top is Worsta, and he's trying to pin Dierking from Southeast Warren here in the second period. Dierking fighting off his back, bridges again, bridges back over to the other side. Worsta reverses the half on the other side again and gets the pin with 6 seconds remaining in the second period. That pin brought to you by Sinnott Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia.
Hunter Johnson takes the mat for the Rockets, taking on Ryan Even of Jessup. Yep. Just underway here in the opening period at 195. A big win there for Brett Worsta for the Rockets.
Tough loss for T.J. Dierking there, Southeast Warren Liberty Center.
Salarzani here, I-35. He still leads that match 5-3 with 10 seconds left to go here in the third period. Final ticks ticking down, but Overson in on a shot there, trying to work Arzani over and out of bounds. They're going to go. Time's going to run out. Sal Arzani from I-35 Truro is going to pick up the win with a 5-3 win.
Hunter Johnson trailing Ryan Even after a takedown by Even. 2-0 your score here. This match brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work.
There's a reversal.
Wow,
there.
Nice move.
For Hunter Johnson at 195 pounds, he gets the reversal to tie it up 2-2 in the first period still at 195. Hunter Johnson trying to work an outside cradle. He's got Ryan Even stretched out. Now Even gets to his base, and Johnson gets back behind, gets on the hips. Hunter Johnson, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, trying to join Brett Wursta as the consolation side winners for EBF.
Final 20 seconds in this opening period. Johnston tied at 2 here, 15 seconds and counting. This is a 195 matchup brought to you by Titan Machinery Appella, William Penn of Oskaloosa, Eye Care Partners in Oskaloosa, and Cargill.
Got a couple of big boys from Sigourney, Kyoto coming at you here on the Constellation side at Class 1A. So don't go anywhere, folks. We've got live coverage here from Wells Fargo at the Class 1A Constellations and Pella Christian Albia game working down their playoff. Hopes are still alive for Albia at Pella Christian.
Moving to the second period. The second period brought to you by Summers Car Credit and Lathrop Construction.
Sit out by Hunter Johnston. He's covered by Evan from Jessup. Now stand up, and Johnston gets loose. He takes his first lead of the match, 3-2 with that second period escape.
Johnston on the prowl, trying to get another win here for the Rockets. A couple of back-to-back wins after the pin by Brett Wursta.
Hunter Johnston looks like he's in really good condition here at 195.
Are you in halftime, Larry?
His opponent.
Yeah, we just went to halftime. There are 8 minutes left, seven, ten left in the halftime. It went, so yeah.
Hunter Johnston on his feet still.
Fast game.
Go in the second period with the narrowest of leads, 3-2. He's got that escape here in the second period to go with the reversal in the first period.
Tate Van Dyne, Southeast Warren on.
Keep it there, because basketball's in halftime.
The Bryce Brown at 285 from Sigourney, Kyoto. But right now, it is Hunter Johnston trying to get the win for the Rockets.
Hunter Johnston got taken down by Even in the first period, and he's wrestling very cautiously here, not really taking any aggressive shots, content to just tie up and make sure that Even doesn't get real good low position on him. And we've got 30 seconds left here in the second period in this 195-pound consolation match.
Oh, a nice shot there by Johnston. Gets from behind. Now Johnston is going to get the takedown. Hunter Johnston.
He did the snap down, shuck by, and Cat Quick gets behind, and he's riding with a three-point lead now. Stand up by Even. Leg up and a trip for Johnston. Johnston takes him back to the mat in control with 10 seconds to go. Puts the deep waist ride in on the right side. Now tries the corkscrew ride. He's riding a little bit high, but he's got that corkscrew in. Now he gets back onto the hips, and time expires with a 5-2 lead for Hunter Johnston over Ryan Even from Jessup. We'll go to the third period.
What a tremendous move right there at the final seconds of that second period by Hunter Johnston. He takes the 5-2 lead.
Well, Hunter Johnston will cover Ryan Even to start this third period. Even hasn't had an answer for Johnston, but there's a stand-up by Even. Now Hunter Johnston needs to let him go or take him back to the mat, because it'll be a stall call if he doesn't. There, he trips him down the mat just before the five count. Nice job there by Hunter Johnston.
Oh, is he going to get the...
He's got the leg in now on the right side. He gets off the leg, gets back on the hips, but he's got Even broken down. You can score on a kid when you break him down on the bottom. Now Even gets back his hips up. Half Nelson in on the left side by Johnston. Johnston's driving, but it's the out-of-bounds circle going to stymie him. Now, with his hips back under him, back to his base position,
nice
it's
job.
Even.
Moving and getting position where he can use the mat to his advantage.
Well, we're getting rid of time here, and that's a good thing for Hunter Johnston. A minute and 15 left in this one in regulation. A 5-2 lead for Hunter Johnston from Eddyville, Blakesburg. Fremont 195-pounders in a consolation elimination match here at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. Folks, this is live high school wrestling action for you here at Wells Fargo. Hunter Johnson out there at 195 pounds. He's got the 5-2 lead with a minute left in the match. Now Johnson breaks down even. He breaks him down, gets off the hips, moves out to the top, bars the arm on the right-hand side, even gets back to his base, so Johnson goes back and gets on the hips.
Tate Van Dyne are gonna take the mat here momentarily for Southeast Warren, 49-5, the senior. Gonna take on Jared Brinkman of Iowa City, Regina.
Now deep waist ride for Hunter Johnston. 30 seconds left in this one here. Now there's an arm bar on the left side. Johnston working right at the edge of the mat. Granby roll there by Even, and Even can't complete the Granby roll. Johnston waits for him. He gets his hips down and turn this into back points. Nice job there by Hunter Johnston. He gets back points just as they go off the mat. Only gets two back points, but that's a huge five-point lead with only 10 seconds to go. So Hunter Johnston will advance. He'll wrestle tomorrow. He's got a five-point lead with 10 seconds to go. He covers Even from Jessup. Jessup with the stand-up. Johnston drops down to the hips, cuts him, makes the score 7-3. Wild shot in there by Even, tries to throw. Hunter Johnston lands on top of him.
Gets a pin! He got the pin and time expired.
They're going to talk about that. They're going to talk about that. A wild throw attempt by Even, and Johnston drops him down onto his back and gets the pin. They give the pin.
Wow.
They give the pin. They were all zeros on the clock, but the officials conferred.
The hand was coming down as that clock reached 3-0.
There's an argument going on at the scores table, but both of the officials that were on the mat gave Hunter Johnston the pin, even though it was all zeros on the clock. That was a
back-to-back pin wins for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Hunter Johnston. Wow.
Pretty fast pin there, but if you're an EBF fan, you love it.
Van Dyne still in a 0-0 score here. 53 seconds left to go in the first period. Van Dyne taking on Jared Brinkman of Iowa City, Regina. Wrestlers at center.
Noah Boonder on two.
Van Dyne tries to work an underhook.
Breaks got three. Noah Boonder coming up here. He's going to be up against.
And Bryce Brown on one.
Cameron Bimino. Bimino, we got three matches ranked.
Yes, we
got
do.
Bryce Brown on mat one.
Brown over here on mat number one, 285. And here's a underhook, and then as Van Dyne able to shake that off, turns in his aggression by Brinkman into a takedown, and Tate Van Dyne's going to take the first score of this match at 220. Tate Van Dyne's out, he's warm with the takedown and a 2-0 lead here, final 12 seconds of this opening period.
Mat number two right now, Noah Boonder trails 5-0 over Cameron Bimino from Bellman Cleaning.
Tate Van Dyne's going to take the lead to the second period. 2-0, Tate Van Dyne. As time expired on that opening period, Brinkman brought some heat for Iowa City Regina. Van Dyne shook off Brinkman, turned it into his own takedown, has a 2-0 lead going to the second period.
Conclusion of the first period here at 220 pounds, Noah Boonder gets caught in a throw move, and he is thrown to his back, but gets off of it. But it's a five-point move for Bimino from Belmont Clemmy.
Oh,
so
boy.
5-0.
Tate Van Dyne in trouble here to begin the second period. A pinning combination put in by Brinkman. He's got the headlock in, and he's got him right at the edge of the mat. 15 seconds into the second period, starting in the neutral position, a throw by Brinkman, and Van Dyne's in trouble here. He's doing a great job. Van Dyne finds a way to get up off that mat. And it will be 5-point throw there by Brinkman. Brinkman will have a 5-2 lead over Van Dyne to Southeast Warren.
Tough luck here for Noah Boonder. He got caught in another pinning combination, a 4-point move. That makes the score 9-0. Noah Boonder trailing. He's just a sophomore, getting great experience here at Wells Fargo. And now he gets a reversal. That makes the score 9-2. 9-2, Boonder trailing.
Bryce Brown here from Sigourney, Kyoto. He trails 2-0 over Gatlin Keener of MFL Marmac. Just starting the second period as Brown trails by two.
Well, Tate Van Dyne, gentlemen, Southeast Warren, got thrown, was on his back, looked like a certain pin, but found a way to get out of it. He's hanging on here, 5-2. He trails into the second period, 120.
Larry, these should be their last matches.
Iowa City Regina, 5-2 your score. Still 9-2 over here as we conclude the second period at.
Okay.
It's Noah Booner trailing in that one, 9-2. Third period action coming up.
Let's run over to 285, Bryce Brown on the mat.
Kaner, he gets another takedown here. He's going to lead 4-0 over Brown with Sigourney Kyoto with a minute 30 to go here in the second period.
Tate Van Dyne gets the escape.
Noah Booner starts the third period in the down position. Tries to sit out. He gets chinned back by Bimino from Belmont Clemming.
Well, I'll tell you what, boys. We have some wrestling over at 220. The escape by Van Dyne, then Brinkman right in on another takedown. The escape by Van Dyne, and off the mat they go. 7-4 here, 1:10 to go, second period. We got lots of action at 220.
Really in the second period here. Now Van Dyne really needs to get a takedown here, narrow this thing to 1 point, and take it to the third period with just that 1 point deficit.
Well, these two wrestlers love the throw. Both of them have had their moments at success.
Noah Booner still trailing in his match, 9-4 right now.
Six, Booner just got a takedown. He now trails by 3 points with a minute and 28 to go in the third period.
So Noah Booner, Sigourney Kyoto, sophomore. Time's running out on him, but he only trails by three.
Bryce Brown still trails 4-0 over Gatlin Keener at 28 seconds left to go here in the second period. And Brown trying to fight off of his belly, trying to get an escape here, but Keener tough.
Here's a chicken wing by Noah Booner. He only trails by three with a minute to go. He tries to bar the arm on the left. He's running the chicken wing on the right. And Bimino, fighting off his belly, tries a side roll. And here we go. Noah Booner tries to chin him back. Nice little move there. And Booner is going to get three back points here. Booner, oh, he only got two. He only got two. But he only trails by one, 9-8.
We got an injury timeout over here at on the mat for Tate Van Dyne. So we'll keep it right there with Noah Booner.
Noah Booner cuts him. That makes the score 10-8. That was eight consecutive points. Now Booner in on a double leg. Oh, good sprawl there by Bimino. And Booner looked like it was going to be a tying takedown. Gets flattened out now. And we're going to either have a stalemate or a takedown for Bimino. And that's what it is. A Bimino takedown. That makes the score 12-8. But we've seen that Noah Booner can score, and he's not a quitter. 15 seconds left to go. Booner gets the escape. He trails now by three. 12-9 your score. A shot in there by Booner, and it's a wild one. And he gets stretched out, flattened. Didn't set that one up the greatest, and he is going to go down by a three-point loss.
Over here, Tate Van Dyne, Southeast Warren, trails 7-4. 23 seconds to go in the second period. A little injury timeout momentarily, and we're back to action here at 220. Here's a shot in there, and then another counter throw attempt by Brinkman. Brinkman has Van Dyne on his back once again, and this time Van Dyne can't get out of it. Back-to-back throw attempts by Brinkman of Iowa City Regina and Southeast Warren's Tate Van Dyne, and Van Dyne comes up on the short side of it, gets thrown, put to his back, and a pin win for Brinkman of Iowa City Regina.
How's Bryce Brown doing?
Over here, Sigourney Kyoto, he's fighting off his back right now, and I'm not sure, and Brown is going to get pinned there with 51 seconds left to go in the third period. He's going to go down by fall to Gatlin Keener.
All right, well, why don't we wrap it up for you folks here, because I know there are a lot of folks listening in on 96.7 that want to find out how the Blue Demons are doing in their basketball contest, because we have just wrapped up our coverage of Class 1A in the consolation matches.
We're going to be back here in the morning bringing you all the wrestling coverage. Day 2 of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament begins at 9 o'clock. 3A and 2A quarterfinals begin at 9 o'clock. And then the 1A quarterfinals and the 3A semifinals begin at 2:30. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's run over to Pella Christian High School. Coach Larry Achenbach on the spot covering the Blue Demons against Pella Christian in basketball.
Thanks, Jason. Great job at the well. Welcome back.
Wells Fargo, you're clear.
Mission Eagles bump the lead out, 41-20.
You too.
41-27 in the first half, and the Blue Demons have cut the lead to 8, but it's just as we come back, David Kakmarinski gets the ball inside. He's fouled by Nate Haberman. That's Haberman's third foul. Him and Blake Bear both have 3 fouls, and the Eagle lead is back up to 10. The free throw's up and good for Kakmarinski. I have him for his 13th point of the night, and the Blue Demons will bring it in. Brett Freshwater checks in to give Nate Haberman a break. Here comes Matt Baker. I said earlier Matt did not score in the first quarter. Well, he's been alive and well since. He's got 12 points.